Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you this day. We glorify you and magnify you. And Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I need you to take a look at the screen right up here. And if you have cell phones, if you could put them on the off and silent, amen. Here we go. I've entitled this morning's message, Only Jesus Can Save Us Now. Amen. Only Jesus can save us now. Those of you that were there Wednesday night at Maranatha and then at Legacy Thursday night, we heard a powerful word given by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. And he spoke a now word. And it is now, in real time, that our nation needs to cry out for God. Can I get amen? I'm going to show you some things up here that's taken place that we already know of. But I'm also going to show you that the only remedy is Christ. Amen. How many believe that? Oh, yes. That Jesus is our only answer. We're going to be looking in the Old Testament, because when you read the book of Kings and Judges, every so often an evil king would rise up. And then he would mount up his idols, and Balaam and Baal and Ashtoreth was there all the time. And then a righteous king would rise up and tear them down. Amen. And then there would be peace, there would be harmony, there would be love, there would be content. Everything would be normal when a righteous king would rise up. But we're living in the times right now of wickedness. I don't think I've ever seen so much licentiousness that's in our world today. And the only answer is Jesus. It's God. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs 14. I have the Word of God on the screen. If you didn't bring your Bible, I want to make sure you read God's Word, because the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. Can I get amen? Every church should always have the Word of God. Can I get amen? Amen. Amen. Here we go. Proverbs 14:31, and it reads, "He who opposes the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but is in the heart of fools is made known." Be careful when you say that word, fool. Did you know that's a reproach to God? You know, in the street, people go, they do it in a joking way. What's up, fool? Don't call no one a fool. Because according to the Word of God, fools are the ones that go to hell. Look at this. Verse 34. Righteousness, say that with me. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Wow. Look at this. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. So right now, this nation, I'm talking about the secular world, I'm talking about the unbelieving world, is under indictment right now. And God's about ready to come and judge. I hope you know that. This is the time to shout and cry aloud. If you have friends, family, acquaintances that are not saved, you need to remind them that Jesus is coming. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You see, the Bible says that when wicked rulers reign over nations, the result will always be that the people of those nations will be oppressed, will be depressed, and are groaning for great changes. You know, there's a lot of unbelievers that want change, but they don't know where to get the source from. We as the light of the world needs to lead them. Can I get amen? Amen. And so, take for example, saints of God, the ancient king of Manasseh. This man was wicked. Let's go to 2 Kings. Look at this. 2 Kings 21, 1 through 16. Let's look at this. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hezbollah. And look at this. And did evil in the sight of the Lord. Is our leaders today doing evil in the sight of the Lord? Signed without us voting to allow the abortion pill now to take place in all 50 states. That is evil. That is wicked. No longer do they have to hide and go to a clinic. They can just do it in the privacy of their home. My goodness. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. So this was a wicked king, Manasseh. So the people were oppressed, depressed. They were looking for what? They were looking for a change. They were looking for a change. Look at this. For he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah, his father, had destroyed. You see, we've had a few righteous leaders in our nation. But as soon as they leave office, here comes a wicked, evil one. Look at this. And he raised altars for Baal and made a wooden image, and Ahab, king of Israel, had done. And he worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. He also built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord has said, in Jerusalem I will put my name. So this wicked king Manasseh mocked God. And he flaunted his sin before God. And look at this in verse 5. And he built altars and all the host of heaven and the two courts of the house of the Lord. Also, he made his son pass through the fire. Let me just let you know, when they say he passed them through the fire, it was like modern abortion. He threw his child to the devil in the fire as a sacrifice. What? That's how wicked this king was. And he made his son pass through the fire, practice soothsaying, witchcraft, and divination. And they're every place now. You drive down the street, oh, I'll read your palm. Use witchcraft and consulted spiritists and mediums. He did much evil on the side of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Watch out when someone prophesies over you. You better test the spirit to see whether it's of God. And let the word confirm that it was from God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Anyone can speak anything, but make sure it's from God.
Yes.
Look at verse 7. And he even set a carved image of Asherah and had made in the house of which the Lord had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. And I will not make the feet of Israel wander anymore for the land in which I gave their fathers, only if they are careful to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. You see, they understood the rule. They understood the law of God, but yet they rebelled because of a wicked leader. Look at verse 9. But they paid no attention. In other words, they closed their ears. They closed their eyes. Monkey see, monkey, you know that. Monkey do. But they paid no attention, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations which the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. God cleaned it out. And Manasseh raised up the wicked things again. Wow. And the Lord spoke by his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done these abominations, he has acted more wickedly than all the Amorites who were before him, and has also made Judah sin with his idols. See, when God says that he did these abominations more than the Amorites were unsaved folk. They weren't part of Israel. But what it's saying here is they had more common sense. They had more better morals. Wow. You know, there's some good people in our nation. They have good morals. They won't do the wicked things, but yet they don't know Christ, so they'll never get in to the kingdom of God. But when this king went beyond even that, God's about ready to bring a serious judgment. Look at verse 12. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah. He's going to bring it. God, when God brings it, there's nothing we can do. When it crosses the line with God, he will come and destroy the wickedness. Of it, both his ears will tingle, and I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. Listen, if the nation that we live in right now does not turn to God, you could count on Russia and China and Iran and South America and all the enemies of this nation to come one day at one time and attack. What will you do then? Some people will cry out like that beating that these cops did in Tennessee. Some will just, they will know how to cry out to God. They'll cry out for their mama. You guys catch that clip? Five cops beat that one boy up and he died. Help us, Jesus. Come on. Help us, Jesus. And look, when you got God mad, this is what he says next. So I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies. Listen, there's a pattern with God. If he did it then, he will do it again. No differently.
Can I get amen?
He will bring enemies from across the pond and bring them here to destroy this wicked nation that it has become. This is why the remnant, us, the salt of the light, we need to rise up. How many believe that we need to rise up and be the voice of God? Are looking at all these things in real time. And God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. God has saved us, hallelujah, from the guttermost to the uttermost. God wants to use you in mighty ways. Can I get an amen? It's time to stop playing church and be the church. There needs to be a righteous indignation rising up, and we need to be cursing the darkness. We need to be binding the enemy. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We have to be about our Father's business. We can't wear a badge that says, I'm brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, and keep our mouth muzzled. We need to speak truth. Tell people, hey, come on, turn from that evil, turn from that abominations. You know, we're afraid to talk about these abominations, but if they were real then, they're real today. Listen, there's some people say, oh, where's the love, brother? Where's the love? You know what? Here's the love. You tell someone truth that if they don't repent, they will perish. That's the love of God. Then you will tell them truth. You want to love them out of the fire. My goodness. But look what it says up here. Because they have done evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Egypt, even this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another. Besides his sin by which he made Judah sin in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Saints, Every now and then, God needs to remind us. He needs to remind us when we set our eyes on something that's not of Him. When we listen to things that are not of Him. Can I get amen? God will come and nudge us and say, hey, turn from that, turn from that. That offends me, that offends me. Come on. And we have to be sensitive to hear His voice. Can I get amen? And when He speaks, don't flick your ear like there's a fly trying to jump on it. I want to show you these slides. It was just a little glimpse of what's taking place in our nation. Look at this. This right here is in Washington, D.C., and that little gate that you see, it's the gate of Baal, or Baal. It came from Iraq. They brought it over here, and I have more photos that I didn't, bring and put up, but there were people around it worshiping it. That's Washington, D.C. They brought that evil abomination right there, and they're rejoicing over it. My. This is, look at this. This is Chicago in their city hall. It says, knowledge is the greatest gift. It's a satanic symbol. It's called the Satanic Temple in Chicago. Why do you think there's so many people dying every day and getting shot? Because they have driven out God. They've driven out God from the midst of them. And all they do is worship the devil now. This is in their city hall. Lord have mercy. If you thought you came here for one of these kind of sermons, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong place. Maybe next door we'll have something a little easier on the ears. Hallelujah. Look at this. See all these little faces up here? That's just one wink of shootings and killings in Chicago. It's so violent there. Cops don't even go into their neighborhoods because they have turned on one another. There's no consciousness of God no more. It's been removed. For those of you that were there Thursday, that's what Baal did. He took God out of the way so that they can kill each other now. My. Look at them running in the streets with guns. How would you like to get out of your car going shopping and there's a gunfight right in front of you? Well, it'll spread over here too. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Help us, Jesus. And these are in every neighborhood. And now, as I shared earlier, they have a pill that you don't have to sneak out here. Just go drop a pill now. Biden signed the law for all 50 states. Just take the pill. That way you don't have to worry about sneaking out. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. They're not celebrating Noah and the flood. Can I get amen?
Amen.
They have perverted the sign of the rainbow. God said that He made a covenant with man that I'll never flood the earth again. And that was a sign of the rainbow. And so the abominations of this world now has perverted that sign. And now is mocking God and doing this to God. And listen, many people that we know in our personal lives are caught up in this. And you need to tell them in love and truth, lest they repent, they will perish. And you're just telling them because it's the truth of the matter. Can I get amen? But right now, it's like an epidemic. It's like It's everywhere you go now. Every place you walk into, you can see that spirit of rebellion, of abomination upon them. Help us, Jesus. How many believe that we need God right now for this nation? I'm telling you, we need the Lord. He's our only answer. You go every institution, your bank, and you see their abomination. It's, you know what? Look at it like this. It's a reminder that Jesus is coming soon. Just know that Jesus is coming soon. Can I get an amen? How many believe he's coming soon? Well, that's right. And when he comes, and the shofar, hallelujah. By the way, this is not a smoking pipe, but it's a shofar. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And I can't wait. I can't wait till it sounded in the sky. Can I get an amen? It'll be a trillion times louder than this. And when he shows up, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore. How many can't wait for that moment? Gird yourself with truth. Hallelujah. Be in God's word. Because Jesus says, I'm coming back to those who are looking for my appearing. Hallelujah. Are you looking for his appearing? Are you too caught up and stuck on this earth? We cannot be like Lot's wife. As soon as you look back, remember he told Lot, if you look back, you'll be turned into a pillar of salt. But she looked back because her nail appointment was about in a half hour. Thank God Lot didn't turn back to watch the championship game. Listen, when God comes, he's coming for his church. He's coming for those who are washed in the blood. They have repented of their sins. They're filled with the Holy Ghost of promise. Hallelujah. They have the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. And that same Holy Ghost power is going to rise up out of this earth. Can I get an amen? Oh, flesh and blood can't get into heaven. Flesh and blood cannot go up in the sky. I could barely jump 2 inches. I used to jump a foot, but not no longer. A powerful God has to whip me up there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many believe we serve a mighty God? Come on, just give a shout of praise to him. Come on, what's his name? What's his name? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Couple more slides. Look at this. Praise God that they didn't lewd this time.
It's peaceful.
Oh, yeah. But in their heart, they were burning up the place. Look at this. Now it's smash and grab. Sister Yolanda and I, we went down to the San Ysidro outlet. We went into Vans. She wanted to look at some shoes. And this one kid had a backpack. And I seen him. He was putting boxes. And then he walks out. And it was going, bing, 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 bing. And I said, hey, that guy just walked out. She goes, we can't do nothing about it no more. I go, what do you mean? I go, I'll run and catch him. He goes, no, you can't. We can't do that now. If they leave, we just write it off now. This is the time that we live in. Wickedness, lawlessness. And here we are, we're paying for our box of shoes. Jesus, help us. My brother David shot me this. My brother's an investigator for the DA's office in Chula Vista. And all these tunnels that are coming from Mexico into here, they're not just smuggling immigrants. See, you can't call them illegal aliens no more. Because if you say that, then you're saying that they come from a different planet. Alien. No. What they're smuggling across is the number one sin. Smuggling across young children for sex trades. Who's paying for all that? These rich politicians. These people with wealth that have no knowledge of God. They have no consciousness of God. And so they will pervert a child. They'll molest a child. My goodness. I'm telling you, we live in a time of wickedness. Is it any different than Manasseh's age? No. Look at this. You see all those red dots? Since 1970, these are all mass shootings. Mass shootings. We just had a mass shooting, what, a week ago? Now, here's what's startling. From January 1st of 2023, look at that. Mass shootings this year from January 1st to now. Mass shootings. Once again, saints of God, we're living in a time of wickedness. This is the time that the church needs to rise up in faith. Can I get amen? Amen. God needs to equip the church now. Yes. We need to be bold. Can I get amen? Yes. This is not time to hold back no more. Yes. This is not time to be shy and bashful. This is not time to muzzle when God is saying, speak to them, tell them they need to turn, tell them they need to repent. No, but you're... No. Then you'll be the one with the one talent. Jesus gave us all talents. One hid it underneath his bed and didn't want to tell nobody anything about Jesus. And then he came back and cast them in outer darkness. You see, once again, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. King David prophesied not only during his day, now this was his son Solomon in Proverbs, but King David also prophesied twofold, for his day and for our day. It's right up here. Look at this, Psalms 9. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made, in the net which they hid. Their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And then meditation and salah, that was a pause. And then it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. It's all about leadership. Leadership in the church, leadership in the world. Can I get amen? Amen. And if you got the right person in both places, the people will rejoice. But an evil ruler will bring oppression, depression. It'll bring fear. You ever seen prices like you see now? You can't even go out and have a nice, decent dinner for two. Now it's about $50. That's right, it's at Jack in the Box. I remember, you know, I think it was Christmas time. Man, I got two gift cards to Ruth Chris, right? I go, wow. You know, it was about $100, you know, in gifts. So I took Sister Yolanda, let's go. Let's get a seat by the window. So man, we were just, man, ordering and stuff. Then the bill came. The Those two cards were just the tip. It was $350. I was going to ask one of them, hey, is there some dishes I can clean back there? Can I do a few tables and bus them? Lord, have mercy. My goodness, my goodness. Saints, on a serious note, why would judgment come to this nation? All the things that we've seen. But one thing that breaks the camel's back with God is right now there's over 70 million aborted. 70 million. And we have five supreme justices that don't believe that the word of God is relevant today. Oh, yes. Those judges are going to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They will meet him on the white throne judgment. Trust me. Hallelujah. And now this nation is in $90 trillion in debt. $90 trillion. That's beyond our comprehension. Some of us barely have $3 in our pocket. Oh, $3 maybe. $90 trillion. Wow. So, who could turn us around? Who can turn us around? Well, I'll tell you what. If we're looking for a leader before Jesus comes, we need a Josiah. Say that with me. We need a Josiah. That's right. America needs a Josiah. We need one of him. We need someone that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? You see, a president cannot save America from any troubles. I hope you know that. But leadership matters. We need pulpits across the land that will stand for righteousness. Can I get amen? Amen. That's not ashamed to speak. But you come across some places, I can't speak that. Well, we're going to tell Jesus when you stand before him. You see? The one-time king of Judah, whom the Bible describes as one of the most humble, strong, wise, impressive leader of all time, was Josiah. Remember him. Remember him. Josiah and the road to reform and revival. We need a Josiah. And for those of you that don't, I'm going to give you a glimpse of who he was. You see, at a time when the Hebrew prophets like Jeremiah were warning of the coming judgment and the people of Jerusalem and Judah. Because why? Why were they being warned? Because they turned from the God that delivered them from Egypt. And over all those years, they forgot God. You know, let me just say this. You can be saved a long time, and sometimes you'll forget what God has done for you. Never forget what God has done for you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Sometimes it's your testimony, hallelujah, that will pull someone out of the fire. Testify and tell someone about what Jesus did for you. Tell them that he delivered you from drugs and all manner of iniquity. And some people, we're good moral people, but they still needed Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we need someone that will preach truth. And back in the days of the kings, that godly one was raised up. His name was Josiah. And at 8 years old, God already appointed him, anointed him, and approved him. God gave him that AAA card. Are you walking around with your AAA card? Huh? Let's take a glimpse of Josiah right up here. It's found in 2 Kings 22. Look at this. Josiah was 8 years when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah and of Bozkath. And he did what was right. Did you check this out? He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Wow, praise God. Look at verse 3. Now it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the scribe, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money which has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people. Now we're going to see a truth rise up from this. Look at this, verse 5. And let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work, who are the overseers of the house of the Lord. Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord doing the work, to repair the damages of the house, to carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house. However, there need be no accounting made with them of the money delivered into their hand, because they deal faithfully. Okay? Then, in verse 8, then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan and read it. So Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants had gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hand of those to do the work who oversee the house of the Lord. Something was discovered now, which was kind of somewhat hidden for many years. Let's go to the next verse in verse 10. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law, and he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Achim and the son of Shaphan, Achbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah the servant of the king, saying, look at this, go inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all of Judah concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us. Look at this. Because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us. Okay, so something that was hidden now is coming to there, coming to the light. Uh-oh. We haven't been in our word. We haven't been in Bible study. We haven't been in fellowship. We haven't gone to church. Well, I'll come to church when I want. Look at this. Verse 14. So Hilkiah the priest, Achim, let me tell you, these words, it's like speaking in tongues. Achbor, Shaphan, and Isaiah went to Huldah, the prophetess. I wonder if Socorro's in here. And it says, and Shalom, and the wife of Shalom, the son of Tiva, the son of Haras, keeper of the wardrobe, she dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke with her. Then she said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me. Look at verse 16. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and all the inhabitants, and all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, little gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched. You see, when God makes up his mind, nothing can stop him. Can I get amen? Flip that around. Nothing got in God's way when he saved you. Can I get amen? When he saved me. Nothing was going to hold that back, because he knew before the foundation of the world. He already knew our name. God knows what's coming. And he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light for such a time as this, that we would be the mouthpiece. We would be the light of the world. Hallelujah. We would be salt and light to this earth. Can I get amen? God wants to use you like no other time in the history of the world. Why? Because he's about ready to show up. Hallelujah. He's about ready to come. Hallelujah. And he's going to raise up prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry is going to be at work one more time. Can I get amen? And we can't be ashamed. Hallelujah. The prophetic movement that's coming. Hallelujah. Because it's the power of God that can reach down into the innermost parts of someone's soul and raise them from the dead. Can I get amen? Let's read on with this. A couple more verses in this story here. Look at verse 18. But to the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. You see, that was a type of repentance. And that's what this world needs, is to repent. Can I get it? There's some places in this nation, they have removed the word repent. They all just come to Jesus and invite him in your heart. Well, that's real easy. And still go home and live like the devil. You still have a cursing mouth and you're kicking the dog. Chewing out your wife or husband. Chewing out your kids. Where's the love of God? Where's the Holy Ghost? This is why Jesus said to Nicodemus, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You see, we can only walk so far with Christ in our natural self. But we need the power of God. How many believe we need the power of God? Hallelujah. We need the anointing of God. We need Jesus to come and destroy the yokes of bondage in our life. Can I get amen? Never be ashamed of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. In verse 20. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I bring on this place. So they brought the word to the king. I need you to catch this last picture right here, because it was not only for Josiah and those who live righteous. You notice the calamity was still coming. But he made Josiah know that you're going to be at peace with me. Hallelujah. Are you catching that? You see, before calamity comes here, God's going to take us home. Hallelujah. Why? Because we'll be at peace with him. God will not do that to his children. He loves us with an everlasting love. Even with all our baggage, even with all our shortcomings, hallelujah. God is going to, when he comes, all he sees, he doesn't see what we've done. He doesn't see our past. All he sees is the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be the blood. The blood. Hallelujah. How many can't wait for that? Come on. How many can't wait? So, what was the message that the Lord sent to Josiah? That I was going to be faithful to you. And I'm going to remember the righteousness that was given to you since the age of 8 years old. Isn't that something? You see, the Lord saw Josiah's anguish over the wrong decision his nation had been in prior to him being raised up as a king. You see, judgment is coming to the nation because the people have turned against the Lord and the word. What did Rabbi Jonathan Jonathan Kahn said, Thursday and Wednesday. For those of you who went to see him Wednesday, and now we saw him Thursday, is the nation has forgotten God. Forgotten God. Look at 2 Kings 22:16 says, behold, I bring evil on this place and all its inhabitants, even the words of the book which the king of Judah has read. So they read a truth. And what does the book of Revelation say? How many of you read Revelation? Are you afraid of it? Or you say, oh man, I don't know, man, I don't understand it. Well, go back and understand it. Read it again. Ask God to help you. God will illuminate your mind. He'll give you a mind to be saved. He'll give you a heart to repent. He'll give you eyes to see, ears to hear. But judgment is coming. Look at this. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger. Wow. Wow. Therefore, my wrath burns against this place, and it shall not be quenched. How many of you believe that we need, in the day that we live in right now, that we need to forsake those things that we once were entangled with and press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus? Did you know that Jesus is coming back with his rewards for you and I? He remembers every good deed we've done. And the Bible says everything that we've done is going to go through the fire. Some will receive gold and silver and bronze, wood, hay, and stubble. And if you end up with just stubble, guess what? The Bible says you still got saved. Some of us are going to be walking into the gates like this, because all those fiery fumes were left behind. But everything we say, everything we do, everything we've done has been recorded in the books in heaven. Nothing gets away from God. So be careful when you're by yourself. Jesus is with you. Be careful when your flesh wants to look at evil things. Jesus is with you. Are you going to bring him while you're watching harlots? He's with you. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. You know, before it used to be a man thing, now women watch porn too. Why? Because right now we're living in a time of wickedness, and the devil knows his time is short. So he has sent his dominions all over the place. My goodness. Help us, God. Help us, God. Jesus. I want to go to this verse of scripture right up here. Ecclesiastes, look at this. What has been will be again. And what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Meaning, the way God judged the Old Testament nations, he's going to judge again no differently. And how did he judge Israel? How did he judge Judah? He sent foreign enemies to come and destroy them. I know none of you want the enemies to this nation to come one day and obliterate us. Can I get an amen? How would we react when foreign military people are on our shores now, taking us into captivity? For some, they'll be crying out for their mama. But for us, we better be crying out to Jesus. Amen? Help us, God. Look, is there anything which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow. Wow. Wow. Saints, we need a great awakening. How many believe we need a revival? Huh? How many believe that Jesus is our only answer now? And he needs to raise up women just like you. Did you know that God has raised us up for such a time as this? That we would be bold in our faith. That we will not be ashamed of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
This message was birthed in me the night we went to see Jonathan Kahn. Because when you hear truth and you're reminded of truth, you need to reiterate truth. Can I get an amen? This is not a message of the seven keys to success. No, God, listen. God does want our soul and spirit to prosper. He does. But we'll never prosper if we never truly follow him. Hallelujah. We need to truly be about our Father's business. We got to be the real deal. We got to be the people that love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. The Bible says, we have become new creatures in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And how many believe that you are a new creature in Christ? Hallelujah. For those who did not raise their hand right now, it's not too late. There's room at the cross for you. Every time I watch a John Hagee preaching, they always sing that song. There is room at the cross for you. Man, I feel, there are times I feel, man, I need to walk up there again. Listen. When he comes again, the only thing I want to hear from him, I don't want to hear none of the good deeds. I don't want to hear none of that. I just want to hear him say one thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's it. Because that's all that matters is we get in. Can I get in? Let's all stand. How many of you truly are in agreement with this message this morning?
Amen.
You see, in Amos 3, it says, can two walk together unless they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out from his den if he was caught nothing? Will a bird fall into the snare on the earth where there is no trap for it? Will a snare spring up from the earth if it has caught nothing at all? Look at this. If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? Listen, when Jesus blows the shofar and we are gone, this earth, the people left behind are going to walk in tremendous fear. Because they're going to remember what you told them. They're going to remember, man, what they said was right. And we're not going to be in their midst no more. It could be your brother or sister. It could be your parents. It could be someone close to you. Hallelujah. That you forewarned time and time again to repent, turn. And right now, those who have logged into YouTube and Facebook, this is your opportunity. We're going to give you that opportunity to repent. Turn to a holy God. And I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family right here to pray with me, to pray for you. Maybe you're logged in for the first time, second time, I don't know. Maybe you've never surrendered. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your moment right now. Don't turn this off right now. I'm going to ask you to turn to the living God. Listen, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you are in God. It doesn't matter. Right now, in real time, God wants to save you. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you the new birth through the power of the Holy Spirit. But you got to turn to God first and repent. Turn to Him. A loving God that loves us. He came to the cross to die for our sins. And He wants to give you His Spirit. So if that's you, bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer by faith and let God do the miraculous in your life. Let's pray for them right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person. In Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy? Come on, is He worthy? Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.